260 Dugout Podcast is sponsored by McMahon's Best One Auto, GSP Hitting, and Old Fort Baseball Company.
Yeah. DC. Turn the lights on the diamond. Man. This that 260 Dugout. Mic up, DC in the chair, talking for Wayne Dirt. Red clay in the air, from the sandlot days. Scrape knees, hand-me-down gloves to park view nights. Pack seats, hometown love, Summer City Sluggers. Little homies with a dream. Wow. Little league lines, chalk bright, fresh seams. Ask the guests how it started, how they carried the doubt. Now they legends in the making on the 260 Dugout. Yeah, it's that 260 Dugout. Pull up, let the stories come out. From the cages to the lights, that's what we about. Four ain't on the cow, we ain't never gonna bow out. 260 Dugout.
Say it.
260 Dugout.
Louder.
From the kids to the pros, that's the route. Every dream gets a swing in the 260 Dugout.
It's now time to give a 2026 season preview for the Homestead Spartans, who I've been telling a lot of people are going to be loaded this season. Now, a little bit late getting to this season preview, as the Spartans have already played two games this season already. A 5-4 victory over Fishers began their 2026 season back at the end of March. 5-4 victory, which they looked really good. That was the first game I was following because it was one of the first games in the area, I will say. But yeah, Homestead with the big victory over Fishers. And then a 10-run victory over the Northrop Bruins, 12-2 win over Northrop the next day, the following day. So the Homestead Spartans are 2-0 to start the season. A big doubleheader as I record today, tomorrow against Center Grove. And then a couple of games next week as spring break is over for 4A Community Schools and surrounding other schools. Southside and Dwinger will be playing the Homestead Spartans next week before they go on the road against Wapahani. And this Homestead Spartans team is loaded. Seniors already slated to play college baseball. Jacob Erb and Connor Deem are already signed to play with St. Francis. Two players, and Jacob Erb I will be talking to in a couple of minutes. Mason Gutman already signed to play with the Indiana Tech Warriors. Aiden Phillips also signed already to play with Davenport University. And Greg Stockwell signed to play at Kellogg Community College. And Stockwell, I will be talking to him as well. Jacob Urban and Greg Stockwell will be joining me live from the Northeast Indiana High School Baseball Media Day. Stockwell, an outfielder, batted .417, a home run, 5 stolen bases last season. Aiden Phillips, as I mentioned, that's going to Davenport University, hit .344, 17 RBI, and 3 stolen bases last season. Gutman on the mound. Struck out 54 batters last year with the 1.29 ERA in 32 innings. So all these guys, very talented. The Homestead Spartans are loaded. That's only a few players. So it's time to dig into the Homestead Spartans and what to expect from them this season. We got Jacob Erb, Greg Stockwell, and head coach Nick Bile. All right, continuing high school baseball media day here out at the Ash Center OPS. I am joined by the team I was supposed to go talk to the other day, but, you know, it's crazy. You know, I know you guys are trying to get out and practice. It's a crazy time of year. First of all, thank you guys for coming and being here and being part of this event. And I want to know, I'm joined by a couple of players. Who am I joined by?
Grace Stockwell. I'm a senior outfielder.
Jacob Erb. I'm a senior left-handed pitcher.
I love the seniors, and I know you guys got a lot of pitching, so yes. I know I'm trying to keep up. Trying to keep up with all the guys you got. So tell me a little bit about what you guys bring. What are some of your strengths, you know, on Homestead? What do you guys bring to the team personally?
I think leadership. I think I'd like to think I help organize the guys, make sure we're all moving in the right direction. But then I try to just lead by example when I do that. Make sure I'm doing the right thing and just be an example for guys to follow. Try to put out, give my all. Just lead by example, work hard. That's kind of it.
Yeah, I would definitely say competitiveness for sure. I know I don't like to lose, and I know a lot of other guys like to lose on the team as well. And I think just me trying to make sure that we're all on the same page. I know a lot of us have very big expectations for this season. And, you know, if I see someone maybe slacking off during practice, just try my best to, as nicely as I can, like be like, hey, come on, we got to lock in and stuff like that. And I think energy, which is another big thing too, because I think, like I said, a lot of us, we just need to be very locked in and focused on the season. And there have been times in the past where we can get down when things aren't going our way. So I think just me trying to be as energetic as possible and have that radiate off to the other guys is a big thing.
Yeah. First response, you guys are very well spoken. I got to say that. Great interview already. Now, hopefully I made you nervous and that messes up everything else. But all seriousness, so what are some things you guys been working on for this offseason? You know, I always joke that we here in Northeast Indiana have the longest offseason of anyone in the country because it's so hard to get outside. But what have you guys been working on for the season?
I think bats. I know me and a ton of guys, we've just been getting as many swings as we can, just getting in the cages whenever possible because, I mean, our pitchers work. I'm not a pitcher, so I don't necessarily get to see that as much, but I know they're in the lab working. So I think it's just getting the guys, getting our bats going, doing as many extra cuts as we can. And then also, which is huge, is just sharing our goals and what, like, our plans are for the season to make sure we're all on the same page. We already are as far as our goals, what we want to do, but make sure, like, down to the little things of what our goals are offensively, whether that's, like, hitting more with power or just trying to knock guys in. So just getting on the same page has been huge, too.
Yeah, I think a big thing for the pitcher and our pitching staff as a whole is just pitchability and obviously, a lot of our staff goes over to McKinstry and works with Blaine McCray. You know, Blaine's awesome. I could sit here all day and say a million things about Blaine.
Same.
But, yeah. Just anything from, I guess, the velocity standpoint, I think a lot of our guys have seen some velo jumps, whether it's command, working on your off speeds, or some of us, the talent's there, but more of the mental side of the game. I know a lot of us need to have a better mentality on the mound and understand that we need to go out there and compete and have that mindset that we're the best ones out there.
So you guys kind of alluded to some of the goals, which for a program like you guys, I mean, I assume it's state? is that the goal?
Yeah, state's definitely the goal. I mean, as long as I've been here, every single year the team states the goal. Like, my sophomore year, we got to experience, like, the making of the documentary and, like, really that. But I think this year, we all know that that's the goal. And this year, we're really trying to focus on, as a team, like, what that takes. And not just have that as the goal, but, like, realize that there's a lot of things that need to be put in place in order to get there.
Yeah, I think I've been really blessed to be a part of a lot of winning teams over here at Homestead. And like you said, a school as big and successful that Homestead has been, there's definitely sort of a higher standard that we hold ourselves to. And like Gray said, I think that we understand what it's going to take. And I think we definitely have the talent and the roster to do it. But I think, like I said before, some of those mental things and just mentality-wise, some of those things that we can improve on to help us have our best shot at state.
I love it. You guys are very well spoken. Very well. Very great interviews. So any plans moving forward? You guys locked in any colleges, anything like that yet?
Yeah, I'll be attending Kellogg Community College up in Battle Creek, Michigan. It's a junior college. I hope to I have a connection there through my summer ball coach, Coach Hirschberger. But I've known about them once I used to live in Michigan, and that's when I first learned about them. But hope to be there for 2 years, learn as much as I can. They win there, so hope to learn as much I can about that and then hopefully move on somewhere else.
Yeah, I'm planning on going over to the University of St. Francis, and obviously I've learned a whole lot about their program as a whole from Blaine and just meeting Coach Butcher and Coach Lawhead. I really love the coaching staff and what they stand for, and just like I said before, working with Blaine, working over at St. Francis, I was able to meet some of the guys over there, and I like the culture that they have, so I'm really excited for my next opportunity.
Awesome. I'm very excited for you guys. Good luck this season, boys.
Yes, thank you so much.
If you're listening right now, I want you to picture this scenario. You're on your way to practice or running late for a game. We all do it. You hop in the car, you get it started, just like that, boom, tire pressure light comes on. Brakes start squeaking, dashboard lights up like the stadium lights on a Friday night. But don't stress, relax. Take it to McMahon's Best One Auto. They got you from quick oil changes and flat tire repairs to brakes, alignments, and engine diagnostics. And just like that, they'll get you back on the road fast. That way you don't miss practice, the game, or hanging out with your friends. With 8 locations in Fort Wayne, New Haven, Lima, Ohio, and Bryan, Ohio, McMahon's Best One's got your back. So why wait? Schedule your appointment today at McMahon'sBestOneTire.com. McMahon's Best One, keeping you ready for game day. All right, we just got done talking to a couple players from the Homestead Spartans. Now it's time to the coach of the hour, the man of the hour. I was supposed to make it out to the field the other day, Coach. Yep. I apologize.
That's all right.
We're here today. I told you I'd get you today. How's it going, Coach?
Doing well, doing well. You're welcome anytime.
Of course, Coach Bile here from Homestead Spartans. So, you know, I know it's hard this time of year. Mm-hmm. You know, what are you been working on with the boys? What are you getting ready
for?
Yeah,
it's about doing the little things right every single day, kind of building that work, those work habits to help us take care of the little things in the game. Like the guys talked about earlier, bringing energy, kind of having a focus, trying to put the team above themselves and what those team goals are and what it takes for each individual guy to push each other in a positive way to reach those goals is what we're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, and I know, you know, you got a lot of guys that I've, first of all, already interviewed.
Sure.
I've interviewed like half your team at this point. But tell us about some of the guys, you know, when people come see Homestead Baseball, who can they come see?
Yeah, I mean, you talk to Gray. Gray's going to be, he's one of our top bats last year. He's going to be roaming the outfield. A lot of guys can be out there. You know, Shane Bardwell's a great athlete and a guy we're going to count on to produce. Sam Markwell, Zane Wirges, Damian Rogers, just a bunch of guys who can fill in those spots in the outfield. You go around the infield, Luke Haley, you know, Aiden Phillips, Eli Chappelle. I don't want to leave anybody out. It's, you know, Blake Melton, Charlie Herb.
Got a ton.
Connor Dean. You go down the list, it's just a lot of great competition, a lot of great arms. Mason Gutman, Jacob, you know, Alex McDonald, catching. We got two catchers who are going to get an opportunity to prove themselves, Jacob Cook and Nolan Rogers. So you go down the list, I'm leaving other guys out. Just so many guys that are all going to be pushing for spots, and that hopefully that healthy competition is going to help us be a better team when it's all said and done.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I ask them, you know, I always like to get goals, and it's hard to ask a coach like you this, but what are some goals for the season?
Yeah, it's about taking care of things on a daily basis, you know, making the routine play, you know, pitchers staying in the zone, challenging hitters, letting your defense help you, having competitive at-bats, you know, not wasting opportunities when guys are on base. You know, all those little things are going to hopefully snowball and help lead us to win some games. We're going to play a great schedule. We always do, and it's for a good reason to try to challenge ourselves and get ourselves prepared because, you know, in Indiana, everybody makes a state tournament. So it's about getting ourselves prepared for that tournament, and hopefully we can make a run there.
Just try to take it easy on my archers.
Yeah, well, hey, great program. Coach Hilly's a great guy and a great coach. And no, it's fun to compete with them.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming on, Coach, and thanks for coming out.
Thanks for having us.